science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks. My name is Darren Smithson and this is the place where we come to do all our hard thinking. So this week's episode, we're going to talk about something that it seems mundane on the surface of it, but actually it's something that's very, very important in terms of how it adds or detracts from your quality of life. I'm talking about how we manage our time. Now, time is the one commodity that we all have equally on the face of it, but it's how we manage it that really sets our day out, our week out, and our life out. Now, most people manage their time through a to-do list. Now, if that's how you're managing your time, fantastic. It's a start. If you're not even managing your time through a to-do list, you're doomed, and you definitely need to listen to this podcast. Now, most people think that time is to be broken down into a specific set of lists with that specific item, and that we must do them in the order, or we must try and fit them around a schedule that has lunch factored in and breakfast factored in. Please tell me you are factoring in at least your lunch hour. And then we try to look at our to-do list each day and worry about the ones that we haven't done instead of focusing on the ones that we have. But there's a better, more elegant way to look at how you structure your time management process. And it's not about how many to-dos you do. It's about focusing and prioritizing the to-dos that are going to shift you further along the road that you need to travel down. Does that make sense? And in effect, time management is actually three elements. It's the time element, the time management element. It's your goals and how you set about achieving your goals. And it's your prioritization skills, how effective you are at prioritizing those goals that then enable you to properly manage your time because you're focused on the items that are most important. We call these the trinity of success. If you couple time with strategic goal setting, you create a roadmap then for your aspirations. You can turn your dreams into achievable milestones. And that's the key, because it's not just about getting to that end goal. It's about taking little steps along the way to getting there and recognizing you've made those steps. The prioritization skills then, or the workshop that you will create around prioritizing the goals and how you get them and the steps and the milestones, that acts as your compass. It guides you towards those goals that really matter, and it ensures that each day you align your efforts with your objectives. Now, in today's fast-paced world, mastering those skills is more critical than ever. They're not just tools, they're the foundation, really, upon which personal and professional growth is built. By honing time management skills, goal setting and prioritization abilities, you pave the way for increased productivity, enhanced focus, and a sense of fulfillment in all aspects of your life. And that's the key thing. We need to keep coming back to, why are we doing this? Why are we trying to write that book? Why are we going to these networking meetings? Why are we making sure that we factor in time to spend with our family, our children, our spouse, our significant other, whichever way you want to describe that person? It's all important that we factor in all these different pillars. They're all interconnected. And by realizing that they are, you have a key then to unlock your full potential and achieve success on your terms. I think in today's fast-paced world, and let's face it, the world definitely is getting faster every single day, mastering the art of time management, goal setting and prioritization is really essential now for achieving any kind of success. And they all work harmoniously together if you concentrate on actually making the time to do the planning properly and put these three pillars together. Trust me, it's worth doing the upfront time to actually get this process locked down in terms of then delivering against what you really want to do and also the things that you really need to do. So how do they do this? How do they work together to propel you towards those aspirations? Well, time management serves as the cornerstone. It's your productivity and efficiency measure. It involves allocating your time wisely, yes, and you need to do that to the tasks and activities that always align with your goals. They come first. So the activities on your to-do list must align with your goals. By effectively managing that time, then you create that structured framework that optimizes daily routines, maximizes output, and you should think really of time management as the canvas on which you paint your goals and your aspirations. Now, I've mentioned goals a few times, and the goal setting complements time management by providing direction and purpose to your efforts. Setting clear, measurable goals gives you that roadmap to follow, a target to aim for, which is really important. And when your goals are well defined and aligned with your values, they become really powerful motivators that drive you forward. Effective goal setting basically transforms that abstract dream that you've had into a tangible objective, which makes it more real, more achievable, and more actionable. The prioritization is then a critical element of this because it acts as that guiding force that ensures you focus on what you truly matters to you, I should say. It's the 80-20 rule. We know people refer to this a lot, but what does it actually mean? It means that 20% of something actually delivers 80% of what that something needs to be. So in this term, what we're talking about is 20% of the actions that you focus on will get you 80% towards where you want to be with your goals. So by identifying the most important and urgent tasks, you can allocate your time and energy to where it has that greatest impact. It keeps you informed. It helps you make informed decisions about where to invest your resources, including time, and it ensures that you work towards your goals in a purposeful manner. Now, when you're doing this, you must make sure that your goals aren't vague. So define them, write them down. This is where I want to be by the end of the year. This is where I want to be by the end of the month. This is where I want to be in 5 years. It doesn't matter how far or how close you set those goals that you want to achieve. You must define them clearly and in words that actually matter to you. It doesn't matter if it's not word perfect. It doesn't matter if it wouldn't make sense to anyone else whatsoever. It's your goal. It's what you want to achieve. So make it clearly definable in terms that inspire you to move it along. Does that make sense? If you put these together, time management, goal setting, prioritization, it does form that trinity of co-supporting pillars. When these elements, these three elements, are in harmony, it is a solid foundation for you then to manage your day, manage your week, manage your month, manage your life, whether it's personal or professional. Now, many of us have sat through multiple goal-setting workshops, I'm sure. If you haven't, you're in for a treat when you do your first one. They always talk about SMART goals. So SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So it's very specifically designed to be a measurable goal, so you can actually have your milestones in place. Each one is achievable. You need to recognize it as well. I would put a recognize each milestone as you've done it. Reward yourself when you do that. But they must be relevant to what you need to do, whether it's in your professional life, whether you're self-employed or whether you're running a business or whether you just work for someone else. You still have to achieve the goals of that business. But also your personal life needs to be incorporated into this, because otherwise we focus purely on the professional and we forget we're supposed to be enjoying the journey along the way. So that's important as well. But for all the mickey taking we do with these workshops, actually having clear goals not only defines what you want to achieve, but it also inspires you to consistently take those steps towards achieving your goals. It gives you a sense of purpose and direction, in other words, and it can ignite a spark of motivation that we all need in today's world. But you need to align those goals with time management strategies. And if you do so, it's like synchronizing your actions with your aspirations. And if you break your goals into actionable tasks and allocate time blocks, you create a structured plan, and that maximizes your efficiency. Effective time management ensures that you devote that focused time and energy to the tasks that contribute to your goals. It helps you eliminate distractions as well, and it does always enhance, I hate this word, but we've got to use it in this context, it enhances your productivity. Now, if you want to actually, if you've never sat through a goal setting workshop, there's lots of free ones on the web. The way that I would go about it, to be fair, for yourself as an individual, is to sit down with a blank journal or a blank piece of paper if you haven't got a journal, and set out what it is you want to achieve in this next year. Really specifically define what it is you want to achieve. Break them into two categories, personal and professional, and then look at those goals when they're clearly defined. Prioritize which ones are most important in those lists, and then work backwards to where you are today. Ask yourself, I'm here today, what do I need to do to get to that goal in a year's time? And then that will give you basically your roadmap for each week. I'm not saying you have to break it down into a weekly plan there and then, but you just know that, you know, to get to that goal, you might have to have made sure that you've made a particular phone call and had a particular meeting with either a bank manager or a client that you want to increase your business with. And you must have done that within the next 4 weeks, because that will build into something else then that takes you another step towards that ultimate goal. Oh, and a top tip, have some inspirational music on. Whatever music really inspires you, keeps you active, keeps your mind alert, just have that on in the background. Not really, really loud, but just enough to keep you kind of focused on what you need to do. It also blocks out noises from the street, from other rooms in the house that you're working in or in the building that you're working in, and so on. So let's say you've got your list of goals that you want to achieve. You've broken them into specific milestones. What next? It's important that you actually do recognize that effective time management and goal setting are not just tools. They really are cornerstones of success, and definitely for personal satisfaction, because you can look back at how many actions you have successfully completed along the way to these goals and really start to see you've moved yourself forward. And you can do that every month. Look back at what you've done in that month. And if you've missed any actions, by reviewing it then, you can actually then say, okay, well, that needs to be a priority for this next week. So even if you miss steps, by focusing on your plan, it means that you can catch up pretty quickly. Effective time management and goal setting, therefore, are not just tools. You should see them as cornerstones. They really are the pillars of that you need to have success in your professional life, in your business, but also for achieving personal satisfaction. Time is a finite resource, and how you manage it can significantly not only impact upon your overall success, but also your well-being, your mental, physical, financial, emotional well-being. It's all there. Spiritual, even, if that's a goal that you want to become more connected with nature, set that as a clear goal. It doesn't matter if you think people will laugh at you. It's your goal. You don't have to share that goal. It's there for you to aim at, and you can take your steps along the way. So that's why effectively managing your time is important for you to help you make the most of your day. So it ensures that you allocate your time to activities, as we've said, that align with your goals and priorities. But by optimizing time, you create space for meaningful personal growth and leisure, meaningful work. It leads to a much more balanced and fulfilling life. I mean, no one ever at the end of their life sat there and said, oh, I wish I'd spent more time in the office. And yet there's a culture that we've created, that we've allowed our leaders to create, where we think we have to be in the office, 2 hours before 9 o'clock, and we don't leave until the boss has gone at 8 o'clock. And no, that's wrong. It's much better to get everything done that you need to get done in the hours that you are assigned to work. And then that leaves you the time and the energy to do the activities that actually fulfill your soul. Let's have a look at a couple of life hacks then that can help you along this process. Now, as I've already described, I have my goals set. I have a 20-year plan, which I look at every now and again just to look at what my goals are. I look at then 10 years, 5 years, and then the real work is on the year. So I set the overall goals that I want to achieve at the end of each year in both my personal and professional life. And then I work backwards and create a little project plan based on the milestones that I need to hit to achieve each of those goals by the end of the year. I then, on a Sunday evening, for an hour, plan my week. And so I look at those goals for the quarter, I look at the goals for the month, and then I work out what do I need to do this week. I then prioritize them, and I create block time elements in my schedule. So I look at my schedule, and there's meetings or appointments that I've definitely got to do. And then around that, I look at and think, oh, there's 3 hours there, when I've got no commitments. That's block time. And in that block time, I'm going to focus on writing my book. I'm going to focus on doing a project plan for a client. I'm going to focus on, if it's an evening block time, I'm going to focus on going for dinner with my family. And I actually schedule those in as well. And they become fixed then, so that if someone rings me up and asks me if I can go and sort out something trivial, and it's going to conflict with my block time, it's already there, and I can say, no, I'm sorry, but I'm committed to this at this time. I can do it, however, the following day at 2 o'clock. It just helps you manage your week much more effectively. But within that, sometimes you have days where it just becomes chaotic. It's life. You can't always keep to the schedule, and we understand that. So a couple of life hacks for you then in that context. If that happens, I have something called top six pick and mix. So I look at my actions for the day. The days become chaotic for whatever reason. I look at my list of things that I've committed to do or need to do, and I pick the six that are the most important, and I do them in the order of priority. So at least I'm moving forward against my goals, regardless of the fact the day has become chaotic. Another one that I have is called Time Squared. This is where you look at activities that you can do together at the same time. By that, I mean, for example, if you know you're going to be driving or traveling on a train for 3 hours to get to a meeting, if you're on a train, you can take your laptop, make sure you bring that report you've got to do, or that presentation you need to work on, or the book that you need to write is on your laptop if you're on a train, and you can get on with that work. If you're driving, what about that book that you've always wanted to read? Why not get the audio version and be listening to that while you're driving? That's what I mean by time squared. So you're doing more than one activity at once. Don't take your eyes off the road though, folks. And you're just literally maximizing every single minute of your time in a way that you want to. It's not time managing you, it's you managing your time. A couple of little tricks of the trade there. Another little life hack to give you is reward yourself constantly. So when you do make a milestone, when you've achieved that milestone, give yourself a reward. And what is that reward? That can be up to you. Depending on the size of the milestone you've achieved, it can be to go down to that really nice, luxurious, exorbitantly priced coffee shop and have a coffee. It could be buying a new shirt. It could be buying that CD box set that you've always wanted. It could be going out and having a round of golf. It doesn't matter what the reward is. Make it kind of linked in terms of the size of the reward to the size of what you've just achieved. But by constantly reinforcing positively in your brain that, oh, I've done that, I've made a really good step forward, and I've had a reward. Ooh, what can I do next to get my next reward? Daft as it sounds, the human brain is wired that way. And the more that you can reinforce positively that actually taking these steps means pleasure, the harder it will work towards achieving the next step. Another tip that I have is if you're feeling, so you've got your day, for some reason you might have had a bad night, or you just don't feel brilliant when you get up on the morning, don't hit the hard goal first. I know I've just said about doing the 20% that gives you the 80%, but you need to create momentum on those days. So pick a couple of easy actions to ease you into the day, so you can actually then really start to build up momentum, and then you can create the space and the time and find the energy, crucially, to do the harder goal later in the day. So a couple of tips for you there to help you with your time management. So let's bring it all to an end now, this episode, and reflect on key insights that we've uncovered about the interconnected nature, really, of time management, goal setting, and that prioritization. They are the three pillars of success. They form the foundation towards not just personal and professional success, but your fulfillment overall in your life. And if you work them all in harmony, they really do help propel you towards achieving those aspirational goals that you've set yourself, or that have been set for you by the people you work for. Time management lays the groundwork for achieving your goals because it optimizes the use of your most precious resource, which is time itself. If you couple that with the strategic goal setting, you create that roadmap that guides your actions and motivates you more readily to strive for that greatness. And the prioritization then acts as the compass that focuses you on which direction you need to be going in. In other words, it steers you towards achieving your success in that purposeful manner. So thanks for joining me today. I hope you've found that useful. It's a little bit different from the previous ThinkWorks that we've done, which have been quite heavy in subject material, but this one is still critically important, and I hope I've conveyed that enough. Come and join us in our forum if you want to ask questions or give your own insights into effective time management. That is at darreninform.com/forum, and then you'll find the post for this episode there, which you can go and comment in. And I'll hopefully hear from you at some point. I know I'm not perfect with these podcasts yet. I think I'm getting a little bit closer to being on top of this format, but I hope you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing them, and I will get better, I promise. But just bear with in the meantime, because the content, I think, is more important at the moment than presentation. And as I've said, don't sacrifice progress on the altar of perfection. That, my friends, is going to be the subject of another episode very, very soon. In the meantime, keep thinking, because if you don't think, then there is no hope for humanity at all. As daft as it sounds, you as an individual are one of many individuals that we're facing this wall of dumbing down all the time. And it's time we actually put the dams up and said, no, no more. We're going to start thinking for ourselves. We're going to take charge, and we're actually going to come up with the solutions that we need for our lives. And that's what ThinkWorks is all about. That's me, your host, Darren Smithson, signing off.
Would like to find out more or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips, and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.